Joining us now, I believe he's on his way towards Alpena right now, is Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. How are you this morning, sir?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Yes. You are coming up to the area for a big event that's happening this afternoon. You are doing a business roundtable this afternoon, aren't you?
That's right. We're going to pull together some of the community leaders in the area that are just making exciting things happen. Talk about the things that have accelerated Michigan's economic improvement over the course of the last few years, and then really with an eye toward the future, what can we spend our time on going forward in order to create an even better environment for success and make some use out of this momentum that we have going in our state.
I was just going to say, between the governor and yourself, there really is some momentum. There really is a positive feeling now here in the state of Michigan when it comes to the economy and the business climate.
It was just a few years ago when the state was the worst for unemployment and overall climate. And today, we're on the comeback. We've seen over 250,000 new jobs created in our state by the private sector over the course of the last 3 years. We've seen our unemployment rate fall from when it topped out over 14%.
Yeah.
Now it's 7.6%, and then the personal income is on the rise finally again. And one of my favorite statistics is that the last 2 years in a row, we've experienced population growth after a decade of decline in our population. And I think these are really exciting turning points, but we can't afford to be complacent. And that's really what this roundtable is about. We talk to these community leaders and get a report card. What has been working? What have we done well? But what do we still need to do? What should our priorities be for the future to help you be successful?
That's right. And especially, you know, I know you're coming to Northeast Michigan. You were talking about the unemployment rate. And even to this day, we are still in this area, the highest in terms of unemployment. So coming here, you're going to be talking to a lot of very interested people who want to see the economy really start rolling here in our area.
It's kind of an interesting dynamic that is at play today, where there is demand for jobs, but there is a skills gap also. And what we're hearing from employers all over the state, from very rural areas to very urban areas, that they have open jobs, they have demand for people, but they're having a hard time finding folks that have the right skills and experience to fill the particular jobs that are open. And so that's really an area that I think we need to go to work on to help our education system and our workforce development systems better prepare people for the types of jobs that are available today and will be available in the future.
That's right. Now, it's going to be at Alpena Regional Medical Center this afternoon at 1 p.m. And, Alpena Regional Medical Center really has done great strides in terms of the employment with some of their expansion and that. And they're one of the success stories here in our area.
They are one of the success stories. And they're also one of those areas in the economy where there is a major shortage in people that have those particular skills. And so I think that's shepherd the return to vocational education and give parents and students the information that they need to make the best decisions about how to prepare for the future. I know that there is huge demand in things like the healthcare industry, in engineering, in skilled trades. I mean, there are several areas where in all different levels of activities after high school, by the way, they're not all four-year degree type programs where you can make a great career. And the more that we can do to put our to get that information in front of our kids so they can make better decisions to choose the thing that they want to chase for the rest of their life, the thing that they want to do for a career and love doing it every day. So I think that we've got all the building blocks, we got the right pieces, and now we just need to bring it all together, pull all in the same direction so that we can give our kids, the next generation, the best shot at success.
That's right. Now, you'll be also meeting along with Steve Arwood, who's the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs Director, too. So you guys have, everything ready to go, and now hopefully the business community will come out and show that same support.
Yeah, there is the great thing about the Bureau of Licensing or the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and Steve's going to be there with me from there. We have overall eliminated about 1,600 rules and regulations over the course of the last 3 years, and it's really made the climate for success better, particularly for smaller companies that don't have the compliance departments and teams of lawyers working on this stuff. It's just the person who owns the company that has to deal with all these regulations. And every day we're making more strides toward being a more friendly environment for entrepreneurs, small companies, middle-sized companies. And that'll be a great part of the story that we tell today.
Well, very good. Now you got business here. Are you going to spend any time on recreationally while you're up in Northeast Michigan?
Not today. Okay. I'm afraid I don't have any recreation plans today, but I will be back.
I hope you will. And hopefully the next time you're back in the area, I'll get the honor of talking to you once again. I know you got a lot of things to do right now, but the business roundtable this afternoon at 1 at Alpena Regional Medical Center. And Michigan's Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley, we appreciate you spending some time with us today. And enjoy, and thank you for the hard work that you and the governor have done to turn this state around.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.